Thunder Bay, Greg Chomet already has an award from the Prime Minister of Canada for his teaching excellence. Now the Thunder Bay educator is up for even higher profile recognition at the Juno Awards Gala next month. He's nominated for the MusiCounts Charities Teacher of the Year Award, and will travel to Vancouver at the end of March along with four other candidates from across the country to learn the judge's decision. The annual award is presented by Anthem Entertainment, but the winner is recognized during the Juno Awards broadcast. The prizes include $10,000 cash, a significant contribution to the music program at the winner's school, and a Juno Award statuette. In an interview Tuesday, Chomet described being simultaneously shocked and grateful upon learning of his nomination. "I wasn't aware there was an award for Music Teacher of the Year. I'm very excited." For the past 17 years, he's taught at Dennis Franklin Cromartie High School, whose students and fellow staff members, he said, have helped to motivate him. "This nomination wouldn't have been possible without the incredible students at DFC and the colleagues who inspire me every day. Every project I've worked on has led me to this moment, and I couldn't be more grateful." Chomet said his teaching philosophy is to help students fall in love with a subject matter so they become self-motivated in their learning. "Over the years, it has become clear that when students are personally interested in a subject, they retain information with ease and seek it out on their own. They don't just do it to get the mark. They go above and beyond because they're chasing their own goals for growth. In music, this is particularly evident because there's such a direct correlation between practice time and skill development." Chomet has been a driving force behind the city's annual Wake the Giant Music Festival, where he has supported his students in performing in front of thousands of people and helping them create and write their own songs. "Being a music teacher is about giving my students opportunities they may never have imagined for themselves. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that show them just how much they're capable of," he said. Besides teaching, Chomet has also spent the last 3 years helping to develop a new recording studio at DFC, giving students hands-on experience in music production and media. He has also guided them in the launch of a podcast featuring interviews with high-profile guests such as Ryan Reynolds, ex-ambassadors, and DJ Shub. "At DFC, our music program is built around students, their stories, their culture, and their needs. Music isn't just a subject. It's a way for students to connect, express themselves, and feel a sense of pride in who they are," Chomet said. He added that a win at the Junos will help bring recognition to the important role DFC plays. "The Thunder Bay community and the music community outside Thunder Bay has been really supportive and embracing our students, and making them feel welcome. It's a big journey they make to leave home to go to high school away from their families and friends. But education is a really important thing, and they are putting in that effort." Outside the classroom, Chomet is the lead singer and bassist for the Thunder Bay-based band Lukewarm and the Cold Ones.